Andy, we're going to let Philly's own D.D. Sharp get this next segment going. Remember the mashed potato?
I forgot about it. Totally forgot about that mashed potato.
Let's talk mashed potatoes.
Let's do it, because that is one of the best sides of Thanksgiving. Am I right?
Yeah, you're right.
It's not a Thanksgiving dinner without some good mashed potatoes or stuffing or cranberry sauce or gravy. I know you don't like the gravy, Dave.
Speaking of gravy, D.D. Sharp had a follow-up to mashed potato.
Stop it. Come on and treat me
right. All right.
That's amazing. But listen, here, what else is amazing is your chance to vote on the very best sides of Thanksgiving. We're calling
it the best part.
Summer's Sidesgiving.
That's right.
And I think you can find it on our website, although I'm on it right now and I can't seem to find the link.
Oh.
But maybe it's on social media, too, or we'll make sure that it's
for sure
up there somewhere.
Because I know last week, because you had to do Thanksgiving a little early, and you had one Saturday, and you spent a lot of time and effort, and XTU Nation helped you out with the turkey, and that's great and all, but really our favorite part of Thanksgiving is the sides,
it's
right?
It's all about the sides. Yeah. So we've got a whole bunch of them. Mm-hmm. I mean, I can't do the math.
I think there's 16 total.
Oh, okay.
So they're all paired up in brackets. I mentioned mashed potato and gravy.
Yeah.
So did you already cast your votes?
I did. Yeah.
Do you want to go through really quickly?
Well, I can't because I can't find the link.
Oh, I got it for you.
So you go through it.
First round, we got mashed potato against Brussels sprouts.
Okay. Mashed potatoes. Definitely. Right. And I love Brussels sprouts, but I totally want mashed potatoes.
We might fight on this. The winner of that will play the winner of sweet potato casserole versus gravy.
Gravy, 100%.
Sweet potato casserole.
And again, I don't like the sweet potato casserole. I like sweet potatoes.
Okay.
I don't need marshmallows in my sweet potatoes. They're already sweet.
It doesn't make sense.
I never understood it.
All right, how about creamed spinach against roasted broccoli?
Ooh, that's tough. Because creamed spinach doesn't even really taste. You love spinach.
I do like spinach.
I mean, creamed spinach is just like creamy goodness. It's not even like a vegetable.
So you on the fence about that one too?
I'm on the fence, but I'm going to have to go broccoli.
How about the next one? Applesauce against creamed corn.
Yeah, that's another toughie.
That is tough.
That's tough, but I'm going to go applesauce.
Oh, God, we're going to cancel each other out on every one of these. No, maybe not this one. Mac and cheese versus cauliflower.
I went cauliflower on
you
that
did
one.
Not!
I know. I can only have so many carbs. I can only have so many carbs at my Thanksgiving dinner. I have mashed potatoes, sweet potatoes, and stuffing and rolls.
Okay.
I can't do mac and cheese.
We didn't even get to rolls yet. Wait, okay. How about rolls? They're taking on cranberry sauce.
I'm going cranberry sauce. You need it because then when you make the sandwiches afterwards, you have to use the cranberry sauce in with the mayonnaise.
Donnie, can you go in and cancel out all of Andy's votes? Yeah, Donnie's on it.
And the cranberry sauce has to come from a can. It should be called cranberry sauce.
All right, we have two more first-round matchups. Glazed carrots against green bean casserole.
Glazed carrots. Oh, gosh, green bean casserole. Glazed carrots, gross.
I swear we haven't agreed on one thing.
Have you ever eaten a glazed carrot?
No, but I like carrots. Well. And I like the word glazed because I like donuts. All right. And then finally, candied yams against stuffing.
Stuffing.
Oh, we agreed on one.
Yay!
I want stuffing. Cast your vote. It's up on the Andy Summers Show page at 92.5XTU.com. And enjoy a Summers Sidesgiving.
Good morning. This is the Andy Summers Show.
Wake you up. Gotta wake you up for the day.
On 92.5XTU. BackstageCountry.com. Your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.